In this segment of our program, some reaction to and analysis of the 9/11 Commission report. As the Commission Chair Thomas Kane said at this morning's news conference, the Commission concluded there were what he called several unexploited opportunities.
Our government did not watch list future hijackers, Hazmi and Midhoff, before they arrived in the United States, or take adequate steps to find them once they were here. Our government did not link the arrest of Zacharias Moussaoui, described as interested in flight training for the purpose of using an airplane as a terrorist act, to the heightened indications of attack. Our government did not discover false statements on visa applications or recognize passports that were manipulated in a fraudulent manner. Our government did not expand no-fly lists to include names from terrorist watch lists or require airline passengers to be more thoroughly screened. These examples make up part of a broader national security picture where the government failed to protect the American people. The United States government was simply not active enough in combating the terrorist threat before 9/11. Our diplomacy and foreign policy failed to extract bin Laden from his Afghan sanctuary. Our military forces and covert action capabilities did not have the options on the table to defeat al-Qaeda or kill or capture either bin Laden or his top lieutenants. Our intelligence and law enforcement agencies did not manage or share information or effectively follow leads to keep pace with a very nimble enemy. Our border, immigration, and aviation security agencies were not integrated into the counterterrorism effort. And much of our response on the day of 9/11 was improvised and ineffective, even as extraordinary individual acts of heroism saved countless lives. Our failures took place over many years and administrations. There's no single individual who is responsible for our failures. Yet individuals and institutions cannot be absolved of responsibility. Any person in a senior position within our government during this time bears some element of responsibility for our government's actions.
That was 9/11 Commission Chair Thomas Kane.
The Commission's recommendations include more information sharing among government intelligence agencies, and as the vice chair of the commission, Lee Hamilton, described it, a new position in the government, a federal official in charge of all intelligence, and a new coordinating office.
We are recommending a national counterterrorism center. We need effective unity of effort on counterterrorism. We should create a national counterterrorism center to unify all counterterrorism intelligence and operations across the foreign and the domestic divide in one organization. Right now, these efforts are too diffuse across the government. They need to be unified. We recommend a national intelligence director. We need unity of effort in the intelligence community. We need a much stronger head of the intelligence community and an intelligence community that organizes itself to do joint work in national mission centers. We need reforms of the kind the military had two decades ago. We need a Goldwater-Nichols reform for the intelligence community. The intelligence community needs a shift in mindset and organization so that intelligence agencies operate under the principle of joint command, with information sharing as the norm.
That's Lee Hamilton, the vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission, which released its final report today.